Mawarire's lawyer, Joseph Mandija, told the full Supreme Court bench today that elections should be held by June 29 because the life of the current parliament expires on the same day. Mandija argued that holding elections after that date would create a power vacuum in the country.
I say that because the 30th of June 2013 is when the full five-year period of the life of parliament will have run its course. So elections ought to be held by that date, in my reading of the law.
Attorney Terence Hussein, who appeared on behalf of President Mugabe, concurred with Mandija.
In court, basically we were taking the position that we are not averse at all to the relief that is being sought, because we believe that the court needs to clarify the position. When are we holding elections? You have three principals to the GPA who are all espousing very different and sometimes contradictory positions as to when the elections will be. This is, in our view, detrimental to the interests of Zimbabwe, and we hope that the court will come to some sort of decision to clarify the point.
But Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's lawyer, Louis Uriri, said although it is not disputed that the current parliamentary session ends June 29, there won't be any power vacuum in the country if elections are not held by June 29. Uriri argued that the new constitution gazetted on Wednesday stipulates that the president, the prime minister and his two deputies, as well as cabinet ministers and their deputies, shall run the affairs of government until a new president is sworn in following fresh elections.
Well, it is false, it is wrong to suggest that the elections should be held before the 29th of June. The life of parliament runs out on the 29th of June at midnight, but elections have to be held within 4 months after the expiration of parliament. The critical word is after. After cannot mean before. It means what it means, after, subsequently.
Advocate Tabani Mpofu, who represented the leader of the smaller MDC formation, Welsh Mengube, who was also cited by Mawarire as a respondent, said no laws would have been violated if elections are not called by June 29. Mawarire's rights, he said, would also not be violated if the election is not called by that time. Mpofu said the new governing charter is clear that there is a mandatory voter registration exercise that should be conducted for 30 days following the adoption of the new constitution. For this reason, Mpofu said it is clear that elections on June 29 are impossible. The court has reserved its judgment. Mr. Mugabe is on record as saying elections should be held by June 29, while Mr. Tsvangirai and Professor Ncube say it is not feasible, arguing that key democratic reforms such as media and security sector realignment should be implemented first before fresh polls are called. The Southern African Development Community is also calling for the full implementation of the Global Political Agreement of Power Sharing to ensure Zimbabwe holds credible elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.